Welcome everybody to the Awaken Living Club call. It's Tristan Sabrina here, and we've got a really important conversation for today. We want to talk about the importance of the vitality of not just the fascia and the muscles and the tendons and the ligaments and the organs, but we want to dive into the bones because they're the batteries of the body. And we're going to talk to you about something that we call the Qi Bone Fusion Solution and why it's so important and give you some insights on how you can take better care of your bones starting today.
Yeah, by the end of this call, I feel like you're really going to understand that in order to have bone health, you need to address all three of the modalities or techniques or keys to bone health. And from feedback that we've gotten from students and other people, a lot of people are only looking at it through one window. And Satori method, that's sort of what we do, right? We don't just work on the physical health of the body. We are mind, body, and spirit.
So we don't look through just one door.
Yeah, or I gave this example on our last week's Trisprina show. If you want to take care of your skin, it's like, yes, wash your face, but that's not the whole picture. And don't just use moisturizer. Right. And then, oh, what else? Well, let's exfoliate. Let's activate cellular turnover. So a lot of times it isn't that what you're doing doesn't work. It's just incomplete. Right. There's just a step missing. Like maybe you mixed up the cookie batter perfectly and you put the cookies on the cookie sheet and you put them in the oven. But it didn't work because you forgot to turn the oven on. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today regarding the health of your bones. Some of this, you may have a piece of paper and say, I'm doing that. Check, check, check. Oh, that's the missing key for me.
That's right. Because we've found out years ago that an aggregated approach creates a comprehensive system. Satori method is a comprehensive system, right? Because we're looking at the two minds and the two bodies all connected to the one heart. And so whenever we are creating a program or we're looking for a solution, such as the Qi Bone Fusion Solution, we always end up with a fusion. If you've taken our fitness fusion programs, I believe everybody that would be listening to this call has access to those, you see that there's a blend of those techniques. So when you're in the Awaken Living Club and you see the workouts that we give you, there's always more than just cardio or just weightlifting or just stretching. It's the fusion, it's the aggregation. Mm-hmm. And as we were looking into one of the main, I would say, challenges that some of our students have, and this is because we've had emails over the years and requests for this, it has to do with bone health and bone integrity. And they want to know what it is that we're doing in our programs that are affecting the bone density and the bone health. And so as we started looking through all the things that we do, we realized that we could probably present it in a way that would be really, really clear for you. And so today we're going to break this framework down and you can, as Sabrina said, kind of go through a checklist and make sure you're doing these things, not just for today, but for the long haul, so that you have a strong, healthy body and bone structure, because bones are batteries. So let's talk about the three components.
Yeah, so the three components, we're labeling them number one, strength.
Yep.
Number one, strength, and I think that's the one that gets the most views, that has
the most focus.
Followers.
Yeah.
Most people understand, oh yes, I've heard I need to do weight-bearing exercises in order to have more dense bones. But what we're also going to talk about today is rejuvenation. What about the health of the bones from the inside?
So the first one, strength, is typically outside in. You're looking at the outer part of the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about the inner part.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to you about what can you do? What are you already doing? What do you need to add? We're also going to talk about bone marrow, stem cells, the vagus nerve. It's all going to be in that section. And then we're going to move into alignment. And I could get on my little soapbox about the importance of alignment for bone health. Because if just bones are strong, but they're not aligned, which means that the bones, just think about the structure but they can only be aligned if they have space between the bones and there is mobility and there's flexibility. So we're going to talk about that aspect. So it's really those three keys of strength, rejuvenation, and alignment, and the way that all three work together.
Wonderful. So we're going to dive in at the top, and we're going to talk about strength, bone density building, bone boosting techniques. What are they? Are you doing them? Are you doing them effectively? And how often should you be doing something like this? So weight-bearing exercises. We're talking about now exercises with perhaps resistance bands or light weights, and sometimes even what's known as an isometric, where you're squeezing and tugging against the muscle, which then tugs on the bone. Mm-hmm. So that's how you build better bone density, is by loading and tugging the bone from the outside in.
Yeah, they call it weight bearing. So if you are walking up stairs, if you are stepping up and down on a curb, that's actually, surprisingly to some people, considered weight bearing, because it's taking the weight of your body and you're putting your foot up on a step and then you're lifting the weight of your body. So there are ways to do weight bearing exercises without having weights. I have a friend, this tiny woman, that was my student forever. She weighed just under 100 pounds. And so a lot of women after the age of 50, especially if they're lean, start having issues with bone density. And I remember she came to me and she goes, "I'm so glad I do your classes, because my doctor told me all I needed to do," and she demonstrated how she was supposed to kind of bounce her heels up and down so that she was catching the weight of her body over and over. And she says, "I'm supposed to do this 40 times a day." And she said, "I think I do 400 in one of your classes." She didn't have to worry about it. So there are weight-bearing exercises beyond holding a weight, pulling on a band. There's ways to use a wall, but it is like adding additional weight. It's become very trendy to go walking, wearing a weighted vest so that you're making your body heavier. Bone loss happens more often in people who are more trim than people who carry a little bit of extra weight on them, because their bones are having to carry that extra weight around. That's not my recommended solution, because that comes with other issues, but just sort of something to say, oh, that's why carrying weights when I do something. And then when you want to think about bone strength, you want to think about how good is your technique and how are you moving? Are you incorporating linear movements, which is, because this is an audio, I can't show you, but let's say it looks more robotic. And then there's more circular movements, like doing Qigong with weights, if you've done Qigong strong, where everything is in circles, and I think it more mimics the way that we move in real life. So there's many, many, many variables inside of that section called strength training, but I think they're all the most well-known.
So let me give you a short list of things you could check off and see if you're doing these on a regular basis. Are you stepping, meaning loading the weight of your body upon your legs? And what we mean by stepping is going up a step, perhaps up and down on a step, like a footstep, or on your bottom step of your stairs. The next is the pulling, right? The loading against the bones by pulling the muscles, strengthening the muscles, such as pulling on weights or resistance bands, pushing on those weights. Anytime you can do that, you are going to be building better bone density. And as Sabrina mentioned, adding circular functional movements in, not just linear, but moving the bones in a circular manner. Therefore, the muscles engage while you're moving the bone through the circular manner. You're applying weight bearing and on different angles, and that helps the bone to remold more fully.
Yeah.
So we've talked about stepping. We've talked about weight bearing, such as pulling and pushing. There's also holding. Holding positions and holding postures. Holding might be holding your body weight. Some people have probably heard of something like a full body plank. We're not talking about that per se. But holding a stance, a deeper stance, like in Qigong, we would do a horse stance, or holding some weights in your hands, or holding your arms up, just holding your arms in front of your chest in a circular posture, is a weight-bearing exercise. And lastly, squeezing, which ties in with a type of isometric-like movement. You're squeezing your muscles and therefore you're pulling on the bones. So those are four things that you might want to check and make sure you're doing at least two of those.
Mm-hmm. And I heard one doctor describe it as when we're talking about this type of bone strength and bone density, it would be how hard is the bone if it fell to the ground from the outside. Now we're going to, when we move more into rejuvenation and alignment, we're going to, this is where your mind will get blown, because there's also how well does your bone let force and impact travel through it, because the bone is alive. The bone is tissue and it's constantly reorganizing itself. It's not just a brick. Right, we can think that the bones are like solid bricks and structures, like a skeleton, that they are fixed 2x4s, but they're not. They're alive. They stop growing at the age of 30, but they are remodeling every day the rest of our lives if we're doing what we need to do to keep them from remodeling. And if we don't remodel, then they just start deteriorating.
I think in the Western world, we're more focused on things like taking supplements for our bones, such as calcium. We've mentioned weight-bearing exercises, although we're putting a spin on that with the circles and different variety of movements to load the bone. And some people are definitely, you know, doing like a strength training routine at the gym, not everyone. But we don't believe that's enough, because you're really just working on the outer shell of the bone.
Yeah, it's one of the three keys.
It's one key. But if you really want to feel strong, supple, and have a body that's truly alive, then we believe you got to go deeper. And you've got to go into the bone, right to the center, to the marrow. And that, to us, is where rejuvenation begins. And that's what we're finding from our studies over the last 19 years of Qigong.
So key number two is rejuvenation. So we're moving into that now.
Modern medicine tells us that bone marrow, it not only produces red blood cells and immune cells, but it produces something known as stem cells. I think we've all heard about stem cells. They're considered like your body's youth engineers. They repair damaged cells. They rebuild tissues. They keep your blood healthy. They keep our bones dense from the inside out. These stem cells affect our lifespan. And so that's why we keep saying bones are batteries of the body. If you want to have a long, healthy life, the Qigong masters knew that you've got to get all the way down to the bone marrow. And they created something known as bone marrow washing. And so that's a technique that we highly encourage you to learn and practice. It's very gentle, but it's very effective, because it's using slow movements, sometimes some postures, breathing, very deliberate breathing, and internal attention, where the mind focuses your awareness into the bones. We learn how to wash them and clean them, which is a technique of visualization. We also learn how to charge them and make them shiny, so shiny bones. And when you do this, you're actually able to, you've heard the saying, we all say it, where your attention goes, your energy flows. So bone marrow washing and bone marrow charging is designed to place our attention inside the bone, and therefore the qi, the life force energy, flows to that area. In Qigong, the masters would say where the qi goes, the blood flows, and where the blood flows, the breath goes, right? Because blood carries the oxygen, and therefore healing follows. So where the qi goes, the blood and the oxygen go. Bone marrow washing rinses the interior of the bones, again, with breath and intention. We're actually doing techniques where you're seeing murky colors leaving your body, out of your hands and your feet, and you're humming. There are humming techniques that vibrate and stimulate the marrow. Think of it like a sound bath that's deep in your skeleton. And then there's the inner bone visualization that I was talking about. And this is where we're using the focus of energy as light, and we light up the marrow and we awaken its regenerative powers.
I love the humming bones.
Humming bones.
Humming bones. And the way that it activates the vagus nerve, which triggers the parasympathetic rest and repair system. And what this means is it reduces the stress hormone like cortisol, which protects bone density.
Say that again?
Yeah. It reduces cortisol and stress hormones, and that protects your bone density. It improves digestion and the absorption of calcium and magnesium, which goes back to our point. It's not a one-prong solution. So yes, is calcium good? Yes, but what if you can't digest it? And what if you can't absorb it because your stress hormones are too high? It also enhances recovery and repair of tissue. So chronic stress, on the other hand, increases bone loss. Chronic stress increases bone loss. So humming in a particular way, especially while you're doing some of the bone boosting techniques, creates a healing environment for your bones to thrive. It's fascinating.
Well, they say that after the age of 40, bone remodeling slows down dramatically. And that's not because we're aging per se. It's because we're not sending the right signals into the bones. So yes, when we're younger, our body is teeming with life force, right? We have cellular turnover like really fast and our immune systems are much stronger. So when Sabrina's talking about cortisol and stress, it's dampening and damaging the body's ability to repair.
Yep.
So when you're sending the right signals, which are rejuvenating signals, life-giving signals, the body can remodel. So this is the beauty of longevity arts. And this is what we find so fascinating about qi and qigong and why we're including it and calling it qi bone, right? The qi bone fusion solution is from all of our research about what are the secrets? What are the quick life hacks? We should call them life force hacks. What are the life force hacks where we don't have to age prematurely, where we don't have to be at the mercy of a doctor telling us we have osteoporosis or osteoarthritis? How do we combat this stuff? So I think that what we're putting together here, you're going to love. There will be an opportunity to go beyond just this phone call. Stay tuned to the end of this and we'll let you know. You want to move into the third one? Or?
Well, first I just wanted to say that there's a really strong link. A few people have reached out because they're excited about our upcoming workshop, Bones of Steel. And they said, well, I have rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. Can I do that? And I'm like, oh my gosh, just the way timing is, I have been coming across all these articles on the connection between rheumatoid arthritis and osteoporosis. So if your body has that inflammation from arthritis, and then some of the medications start making you feel stiff or sore and lacking flexibility, just as soon as you can, like, get ahead of it, because you don't want a different condition to keep you from moving. And then when you're not moving, it makes you susceptible to something else. So no matter how unflexible you are, no matter if you think I'm not strong enough, we're always able to do something and to get more and more mobile and stronger and stronger. So if you're somebody that is struggling with arthritis, you in particular, if that's very big in my family, we really want to address the health of our bones.
You know, I think typically as a man, I've been programmed to believe that this only happens to women, but that's not true.
Mm-mm.
It absolutely happens in men, but usually occurs later in life and maybe at a slower rate, but it still happens. And I certainly don't. Mm-hmm. I started thinking about this when I got into my mid-50s. You know what? I need to take care of my bones. Am I doing what I need to do? And what I was so thrilled to find out is the bone tapping techniques and the bone bouncing that I do is so good. And so therefore, we obviously teach that to all of our ladies.
Well, and I believe that another reason that we have rejuvenation as one of the three keys is because a lot of the bone issues can happen due to hormone issues, too low of estrogen, too low of testosterone. And a lot of the rejuvenation techniques, the bone marrow washing, the humming bones, and the general energy flowing movements that we do are so good for balancing hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And so when when your hormones are more in balance, your bones have what they need to stay strong. It's so layered. I find it fascinating. Yes, I need to take calcium. Oh, but I need to do this other thing so that my body can digest and absorb the calcium and magnesium. So,
well, we're going to move into the alignment phase. And I found this fascinating. The more we dug into why Sabrina and I, well, we love alignment for a lot of reasons, but we didn't know what we're about to tell you. So think about our background, right? Ballet. Pretty good posture ballerinas have, right? Or ballet dancers. Martial arts, very much focused on precision, alignment. Mm-hmm. The power comes from aligning your structure. So that was just baked in to sort of our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But then not only did people mention later in life, wow, you have really good posture, and we would say things about that, but balance. Balance is so connected to alignment. Yeah. And we would hear stories of people falling over and breaking bones, or bone breaking and then the body falling, which is a totally different topic. And we realized we actually have good, strong muscles and aligned bones that support our body so we don't trip and fall. But listen to this. When your bones are properly aligned, your body can distribute weight and mechanical forces evenly through your skeleton, therefore reducing unnecessary stress on the joints and the tissues. So when you're out of alignment, your body has more stress on the joints, causing calcification, causing misalignments and pain. So optimal alignment stimulates the bones in a balanced way, especially when you're moving. So you're encouraging healthy bone remodeling and density. When you're misaligned, on the other hand, it can lead to compensation, poor posture, uneven pressure on the bones that weakens areas in the body, which increases risks of fractures and joint wear and therefore chronic pain. Yeah. Crazy. So alignment is so important.
I want to share these couple of facts from the National Osteoporosis Foundation. One in two women, 50%, and one in four men over 50 will suffer an osteoporosis-related fracture. Yet most fractures occur during falls, not because the bones are weak, but because of poor alignment, unstable posture, and a lack of mobility.
I'm going to read that again.
Most fractures occur during falls, not because the bones are weak, but because of poor alignment, unstable postures, and lack of mobility.
So that's important. So you might have strong bones, but bad alignment.
Yeah, it's not just bone mass. It's how your bones are stacked. It's how your bones move. And it's how energy flows through your frame that determines if you stay standing or if you take a fall. So, and then a metaphor, an example that we like to use is you're a building. Imagine a building, a tower. And even if it's made of very strong bricks, if they are misaligned, tower will eventually crumble.
Well, that's why alignment's very important. So how do we tackle that?
Well, when the bones are aligned, the force is distributed more evenly.
Right.
So back to how incredible and amazing dance is, there were some things when I was dancing professionally that we did that were not good alignment.
Right, for sure.
For Latin dancing, we would bend our foot in a certain way to make it look like the inside of our leg was longer than the outside, which made one side of the ankle hypermobile and one side super tight. And now, like, sometimes my knees are odd, or they were in the past, and I was diagnosed with sloppy knees. And they trace that back to me having what they thought was like bad alignment of my foot and my ankle to my knee, but I was doing it on purpose because that's how you win the competitions. Right. But again, it was an alignment issue that was causing all the knee issues. So when bones are aligned, force is distributed evenly. Misalignment, what might that look like? Your head is forward, some type of pelvic tilt, collapsed arches create stress and leads to bone regeneration.
Well, I think we've seen this as the body ages, right? You'll see that protruding forward head. None of us like the way that looks, right? But we also know now that's going to hurt your cervical spine. That's going to hurt your bones. That's going to lead to headaches, migraines.
Well, right? The bones have to glide with the joints.
When your head's protruded forwards like that, it causes your vision to go down. And so you're looking down more, which actually can cause you to feel sad. Did you know that? When you're looking down, it makes you feel heavy and sad because it's a depressive posture. So that's a side note. To keep that aligned spine, Qigong teaches us the sky hook. And so we're feeling from the very top of the crown of the head, this gentle lifting. And so while you're practicing, you're consistently doing that. You're remodeling the bone structure. But there's more. The energy highway, the brain is sending information down the spinal column. And so when the spine is more aligned, not only is it taking off load and pressure that's wearing on the bones, but it's causing a more efficient flow of energy and information. When you have better information, you have better body awareness and therefore better balance. So we want to get rid of things like the slouching forward head or that really big sway in the low back. We get that lordosis, which causes all kinds of back pain. Well, that's putting a lot of pressure on the hips. It's putting pressure on the lower spinal muscles, the sacral iliac joint. So what can you do? Well, there are these wonderful exercises that teach you how to anchor your tailbone and your sacrum bone down. We're going to be teaching all of this at our event, and that's going to cause you to have a nice long spine. Now the weight on the spine is more evenly distributed, and therefore you'll have less pressure on the bones. And here's another reason this is important, not just for posture or energy flow between the brain and the body, but because of the pain that we get in our joints when they're misaligned, when they're compressed because of posture or tight tissue, such as fascia and muscles. Guys, we're just sharing like what we know right here, right? Like, this is, we're not reading anything. This is us speaking to you the truth of what we know. The joints will calcify. Have you ever seen an x-ray of a joint where there's supposed to be some space between the femur and the hip, and there's all this white, murky color in there? Well, you know what the radiologist is going to say? That's a calcification. It's a buildup of calcium in the joint because of too much pressure, lack of movement, or a misalignment.
Yeah.
So what we do is we incorporate gentle bone circling moves that free up the joints, decalcify the joints, and therefore lead to healthier tips and heads of the bones. We're talking about the femur bone. We're talking about the arm bones, right, where they button up inside the shoulder and up in the hips. You want a nice smooth glide in there to protect the bone heads.
I'm going to tell you three statistics that I think will inspire you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
This we're going to read.
In 2021, a study published in the Bone Report. I didn't know there was a Bone Report.
There is. There's a lot of good studies online.
Emphasized the role of mechanotransduction.
Yeah.
The bones adapt to how forces travel through them, not just how much force. So that's what I was saying earlier. If a healthy bone, when you fall down, this study says, oh, a healthy bone can let the force travel through it so it doesn't break.
Yep.
Another one, the Journal of Orthopedic Research says that alignment and postural correction, we were just talking about, that improved gait mechanics reduces the risk of falls, makes your bones stronger without adding any resistance. So I'm just underlining, why did we make alignment key number two? And the third one was the Harvard Health says that Qigong and Tai Chi, the slow aligned movements, reduces fall risk by guess how much in older adults?
Is it 50%?
43%.
Wow.
These ancient practices aren't weightlifting. They're all about, this is from the Harvard Report, alignment, breath, and energy and motion. And they build bones in a different but equally powerful way. So I'm like, wow.
So, friends, I hope that we have your attention. Let's review. Okay. So we're talking about what can we do to strengthen. So we gave you a list of things that you could do. there's a few more things that you might want to consider when it comes to strengthening. And these are Qigong techniques that we'll be teaching at our event. But how do you lightly, not just tap, but there's a very gentle type of banging on the bones. Actually, we go every now and then, we treat ourselves to a massage. And we go and get a leg massage. And when they're done, and this is a really great place, it's run by, I think, a family of Chinese people because they're very well trained. And what do they do at the end? They bang our bones.
They do with their fists.
They pump their fists and bang our bones of our legs in a very healthy way. And whenever they do that, I always would think, oh, that's very much like Pai Sha.
Yeah.
Pai Sha is a type of tapping. Now, the tapping that we teach people to do it lightly at first to stimulate the skin. But we also talk about if you could do a little bit firmer tap, it creates mechanical stress on the bone. And when you create that mechanical stress on the bone, it stimulates something known as the piezoelectric effect. What is that? That's a way of charging the bones. And so I realized the Qigong masters were tapping, slapping, and banging their bones deliberately because they knew they could produce and stimulate fresh stem cells in the core of the bones. So I think that's pretty cool. Make sure you're doing stuff like that. There's a type of bouncing that actually causes all of your muscles to pull and tug against your bones. And there's postures that you want to put yourself in that enable the bones to get a better tug upon them. And that tugging, in a similar way to weight-bearing exercises, but this is more percussive, is absolutely a wonderful way to stimulate bone health and density.
And you do it, because I feel like every time we say this, we hear back from somebody, but it hurts.
Hmm.
Well, start more gentle.
Always.
And you'd be surprised how, as you get stronger, even as your skin gets stronger, that will change. So probably you're just doing it too hard to start with.
Out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was all about strengthening. What do you remember about rejuvenating? So we talked about the bone marrow, right? So the banging is outside in. Now let's go inside out. So if you get the blueprint here, you'll have a good way to think about how to practice. Inside out means, how do I get inside my bones?
Mm.
Well, you have to use your intention and you have to visualize, because that's how you move the chi through the meridian pathways, but also through the blood. The blood goes into the marrow. Have you ever seen inside a bone in the marrow? It's kind of like blood filled, right? And that's where you're producing those new fresh immune cells and red blood cells. So you're visualizing the red blood and the light going inside the bones. Now, also when you're doing bone marrow washing, you can visualize your bones shiny from the inside out. Like there's a glow in the center of them coming out, and you picture your bones shiny, shiny, shiny. We'll be doing this at the event. Super
and the,
fun.
And the vagus nerve work.
The vagus nerve work is very important because, well, how do you stimulate it? There's different ways. One is breathing. Another is the humming.
Do you think the vagus nerve, the easiest way to explain if somebody's like, what kind of nerve is in vagus?
It's a cranial nerve. So it's the longest cranial nerve.
It connects to me. It's the one thing that connects the body and the brain.
It is the nerve to connect the brain and the body. It is the solution to calming the nervous system, recalibrating it from that stressed out sympathetic state back into parasympathetic. The cranial nerve runs through a lot of your organs, your heart. Yeah. And if it touches down on, just think of most of your major organs, but it specifically goes through your diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're humming, there's different ways to hum, also something we'll share. You can hum in your throat, you can hum in your chest, you can hum up in your head, but you can hum in such a way that not only does it stimulate the vagus nerve, which calms the nervous system, which is what essentially it puts you in the healing state of being, but it vibrates the whole body, including the bones.
Yeah, so when you hear someone say, oh, you have a dysregulated nervous system, they're usually talking about
it's
the vagus nerve. And when we were talking about bone rejuvenation and how important it is that you do not have elevated cortisol and other stress hormones in your body. So when we do that type of work, it is lowering the stress hormones, helping the hormones to be more balanced at the same time.
100%. So under rejuvenation, think of bone marrow washing, not only cleaning them, but making them shine. Think of the toning or the humming to stimulate the whole body, including the bones, and calming the nervous system and decreasing that cortisol mm-hmm. dump. Now we're moving into alignment. We have one little closing, so don't leave before the end because we got a secret important thing to tell you, not just mm-hmm. about the upcoming event, but one other thing that's really important yeah. to practice.
So I would say alignment is the GPS of your bones.
Oh, that's fun.
Right? It's your bones, like an architect needs a plan on how to build the building so that it doesn't fall down.
That's right.
So that it can stand weight and time. And so alignment is so very important because you can have super strong bones, but if they're out of alignment, they will crumble. They can't take the load. So there's so many things we can do for alignment. A lot of it is also alignment in the lower body. I mentioned from the ballroom dancing, really making sure that we have mobility, joint mobility and flexibility, and the use of our toes and feet and ankles and knees, that all of those parts of our body are aligned and they are working because we are walking around on our feet. So that's what they say. Most falls when they happen because someone fell sideways and they didn't know how to regain their balance. So prevention, there's things that we can do for prevention, but I would say that the alignment of all the bones include the bones of the feet and the lower body.
Yeah, well,
not just the spine. I think people think only of the
spine. They do. There's 206 bones in your body, and most of them are in your hands and feet.
Mm.
So we really do want to work on the feet. Very, very important. Start at the base, as you're saying. And also the space between the joints.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you create something known as synovial fluid. With the type of circular moves that we do, and we're going to be teaching a special breathing technique from Qigong where you're actually breathing into the joints while you're doing the movements. That helps to stimulate because, again, where you're placing your attention, you're placing your energy, that's going to help stimulate the body to produce that fluid. Acts as a shock absorber and as a lubrication. Think of it as WG40. Okay, and now for the part that is also very important to us. And it has to do with preventing falls.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely the feet and alignment, but balancing exercises. Now, these do two things.
Mm-hmm.
One is they place more load on your body, and therefore they increase your bone density, especially of your legs and your spine, but they also increase your balance.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to prevent falling.
Yeah. And when we say, are you doing balance exercises? Yes, of course, standing on one leg,
mm-hmm.
but that's just one thing.
Right.
Think about when someone trips and falls, one leg may have gotten crossed behind the other leg.
Mm-hmm.
One leg may have gotten crossed in front of the other leg. They may have been walking and their legs crossed over each other, or they shuffled like a chaise, or they tipped up at a diagonal. So we want to let the body feel comfortable and confident moving through space so that if anything does happen and the terrain is uneven or there's a trip or a little kid runs by or anything like that, your body is already trained and it is normal to know how to recover from a little bit of a tip one way or the other. So we'll be doing balances that help you not fall forward and not fall back, but also side to side, and to have more agility in the way that your feet move in addition to just a standing balance on one leg. Because I feel like that's the only balance drill that most people give. Stand on one leg, but there's so much more.
Exactly. When you're stepping to the side, like you said, stepping in front, stepping behind.
Mm-hmm.
And what about mm-hmm. rotating?
Yeah.
Sometimes we are turning and like we lose our balance. Maybe our
absolutely
ear balance is a little off. And
mm-hmm.
so we can increase the balance for spinning and turning.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cause more stabilization in the core, improve
yeah.
the balance. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of really fun stuff. That's what we would recommend you do to have bones of steel. Okay. So strengthen, rejuvenate, align, and also work on some of your fall prevention balancing skills. Sabrina, if I wanted to learn more about this and go through this entire training for 2 days with you and with me, what would I do?
Well, we put together this program, and it really is from people coming in and asking us to, like, I really want to take care of my body. I really want to take care of my bones, and I want to help my parents do the same, or my aunt and uncle. I don't have hours a day to do this. So what we did is we said, okay, give us 2 days. It's a 2-day virtual live event. It's 5 hours a day, and you'll get the recordings where we go through everything very slowly. But during those 2 days, we're also going to create 8 routines, 8 daily routines that you'll have access to forever as well. And these routines, we're going to try to keep them short, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. So you could do one or many of them. Several will use handheld weights so that we are working on the strength part. There will be ones that focus a little bit more on the rejuvenation and the humming and the vagus nerve and the bone marrow washing and the stepping up and down with the weights and the holding poses with the weights. Everything that we've been talking about, because we believe you need all of this to have healthy bones, we will be incorporating everything we talked about and more into 8 different routines that you can choose which one is for you. And we're also adding as a bonus a PDF that has more to do with supplements and food.
Yes, how to build bone strength with the things that you're eating and certain supplements that we recommend.
Now, this is a time-sensitive invitation, so if you're listening to this call a year from now, uh-oh, you missed it.
But you learned a lot today.
Yeah.
And who knows, go to our website. You might be able to find a way to enroll for the next one.
And the URL, if they want to type it in, is satorimethod.com, S-A-T-O-R-I, method, M-E-T-H-O-D.com. And then you put a /, and you write bones.
Nope, you just write B-O-S.
Oh, you just write B-O-S, bones of steel, B-O-S, boss, B-O-S, boss. Right now, for the members of our close community or who know about this, there is a super early bird special. And it's over 60% off, and there's a couple days you can get that rate. And then the price starts going up, and it goes up, up and up and up and up until it reaches full price towards the date of the workshop. So we reward people who register quickly. Yes, you can share this link with people you love. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. There's nothing to lose. We've been looking. There is not a bone program like this out there. So many people are saying, just go and take these prescriptions or go and take these supplements or go to the gym. I'm not a gym person. I like to do things for the comfort of my home. And I'm also really into saving time. My joke is always, by the time most people get dressed and drive to the gym, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm done. But these time efficient things where we're going to stack the benefits, you might be humming as you do something else. You will be holding handheld weights as you do something else. So we're really going to stack the benefits so that you get the most bone banging, shiny bones, humming
shiny bones
strength. The term shiny bones sort of percolated when I told the story that I went in for my bone density test, and it was my first one last year. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, I'm kind of petite. And gosh, I just hope my bones are really strong.
Wouldn't it be ironic if they weren't?
I was like, oh, yeah. And I said, and I've helped so many women. So many women have come to me with their bone density tests. I was a personal trainer for like 25 years and did group classes. And we got their bone density to stop decreasing and to actually increase. These are people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. So I asked the lady, she was looking at my, I don't know, the x-ray. She was looking at him, and I go, how are they? Are they okay? And she said, like, I got to put on my sunglasses. These bones are so shiny. shiny bones. And I was like, yay. And she said, when they're that white and that shiny, they're very dense and strong. That if you could see through them and they had gray, then that's how they measure.
Love it.
That the bones are unhealthy. But if you have some bone loss, don't like just say that, oh, my bones are going to have issues, let's stop it right now.
And
there are things that you can do, you know, better alignment, more strength, more rejuvenation. And some of these things, they're not difficult. You can do them. You can do many of them from a chair.
That's right. Well, we are here to support the community, and that's why we wanted to deliver this information to you. We hope that it inspired you. That's a big part of what we do here is, you know, motivation can wane when we lose sight of the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to be healthy and vibrant, and the body is a temple. It's a holy house that we love and respect, and we're here to just, you know, be the coaches in your corner, to be the reminders that you too can have everything you want in this life if you take care of your energy. Energy is everything. And awakened living is the only way to live. Stay awake, friends. All right. Well, thank you for joining. Thank you, everybody on the call. Thank you for also popping in the Facebook group. Those of you, we saw you. We were reading along the way and loving and liking your comments. So we so appreciate you being there. It always feels warm and fuzzy seeing you guys rooting us on. We appreciate you so much. All right, everybody. Much love. And until next time, stay strong in them bones.